Hi, OCBC 360 just cut their interest rates again, and this is effective from 1st of May 2026. So in this video, I'm going to go through what is this sad announcement about, how does it compare with its closest competitor, UOB One, and after everything, what is the bank account that you should use? So if you're new here, my name is Chris, an ex-chartered accountant turned personal finance YouTuber, and I run a finance Telegram group of close to 23,000 members, so you can join us for free for like-minded finance discussions. So I want to set up some context first about UOB One, because UOB One, as you all know, has been cutting their interest rates over these past 2 years. From the peak of 5% per annum interest, it is now reduced to 1.9% per annum. But how about OCBC 360? I remember that it has been holding its 2.45% interest for quite a while now. But from 1st of May 2026, it's going to be cut to 1.95% if you fulfill the three criteria, which is salary, save and spend. And to be clear, it is 1.95% on the first $100,000 of cash savings only. So you want to compare between UOB One versus OCBC 360. The difference between 1.9% versus 1.95% it's only around $50 per year, which is like nothing. But the structure of how each account pays you the interest, it is quite different and may fundamentally change your decision on what is the best bank account suitable for you. Now, I'm going to go through a quick summary of how each account works, starting with UOB One. So UOB One headline rate is 1.9% per annum on the first $150,000. And you only need to fulfill two criteria. Number one is the card spend on eligible cards. You have credit cards like the UOB One card, UOB Ladies card, or UOB Evo card, and even the UOB Lazada card. The other requirement is to credit a minimum salary of $1,600 to the UOB One account. And with these two criteria, you can earn 1.9% on the first $150,000. And note that you don't need any kind of investment or insurance products to fulfill the criteria. So it's rather simple, just two criteria, salary credit plus the card spend. How about OCBC 360 from 1st of May onwards? Firstly, the base interest is still at 0.05%, but the salary has some changes. So it will be 1% on the first 75K and 2% on the next 25K, which sums up to an effective rate of 1.25% for the first 100K. For the salary credit, you need to credit via a company account and $1,800 per month. For the save criteria, it will be 0.4% on the first 100K. And that requires you to have a fresh ADB increment of at least $500 per month. So you need to make sure you increase at least $500 average daily balance or monthly average balance every month. OCBC also has a spend criteria of $500 on selected OCBC credit cards. So if you hit all these three criteria, you will get an effective 1.95% on the first $100,000, which is 0.05% more than UOB One account effectively. But it is also possible to upgrade it to 4.45% if you manage to fulfill the investment and insurance criteria set out by OCBC 360 terms and conditions. But that is a different conversation, and since I'm not licensed, I cannot provide investment and insurance advice. So we just stick to 1.95%. And with these numbers, I'm going to give you three specific scenarios based on your savings level to see which account suits you better. Starting with your cash savings level at around $75,000. So for $75,000 tier, based on UOB One interest table, you only get effective 1% interest, and that is only $750. But if you look at OCBC 360, you can earn an effective 1.7%, which is $1,275 per year. So the very obvious winner is OCBC 360, based on your three criteria fulfilled. But what if you have $100,000, UOB One versus OCBC 360? Let's take a look. So for UOB One, your effective interest will be 1.375%, which means you earn $1,375 of interest per year. But for OCBC 360, you will earn that effective 1.95%, which means $1,950. So in the 100,000 tier case, OCBC 360 still is an obvious winner. But remember, this is the maximum effective rate of OCBC if you fulfill the three criteria already. So then, what flips to UOB One? That will be the $150,000 tier. Because at $150,000, UOB One, the effective interest is 1.9%, which means you'll earn $2,850 per year. Whereas for OCBC 360, the effective interest caps at 1.95% at 100K. So the remaining 50K is earning almost nothing. And let's be realistic about OCBC. Your interest probably won't cap at 1.95% every month, because you remember you have to do $500 fresh increments every month. So there's some leakage because of this. Therefore, at $150,000 tier, UOB One is the clear winner. And that's where OCBC will lose. So if you want to summarize the numbers and data, I would say that anything 100K and below, OCBC is likely to win. Anything above 100K and especially near 150K, UOB One will be a significant winner. But I know many of you want to do better than 1.9% or 1.95%. Especially, you're thinking in this low interest environment, where can you start to earn higher returns? Then of course, you have to take slightly higher risk and invest in assets, especially equity. And before investing, you definitely need a platform first, right? So I'll share about two platforms. Number one is Longreach, which is giving 5% per annum interest boost coupon for new users who use my referral link to sign up for their Cash Plus portfolio. And then if 5% cannot satisfy you, I also have USmart 8.88%, where your $2,000 to $8,000 of subscriptions in their money market fund can get you 8.88% per annum. So they also have their own welcome rewards as well. So this video is not sponsored by any of them. Then if you want to sign up, I'll put the links in the description. And if you want to support the channel, lah. But I also want to highlight another problem, which is the safe bonus of the OCBC 360 account. Now you look at it, 0.4% sounds really good, right? But the catch is that you need $500 of increment in fresh funds in the monthly average balance or average daily balance every single month. So it is not like you just put 100K in OCBC 360, then yeah, watch it grow every 0.4% every month. Right? It doesn't work that way. There needs to be some manual effort and calculation effort. And for example, that month you need to suddenly spend a big ticket amount of money. You want to go travel, you want to buy electronics, or you want to buy furniture, all these big ticket items. Suddenly you have to draw from your OCBC 360 account. Then you realize, hey, I don't qualify for the safe bonus anymore. And if you use this OCBC 360 account as a spending account, then one day you will miss the bonus lah. You have to be realistic about it. And you realize UOB One doesn't have this requirement. So you can just lump sum that 150K in cash, and then you just forget about it. Just spend on your card and get that salary credit. So if you really think about it, that 1.95% in OCBC 360 versus that 1.9% UOB One isn't a big difference. But the very big difference is the manual effort involved in the calculation, plus the manual effort to actually track your safe bonus to make sure you fulfill it. Okay, that is a game changer. Of course, I have to be transparent that if you are under 100K, most likely every month's salary goes in, you definitely can hit the safe bonus, right? Because once you hit above 100K, then your effective interest kind of fluctuate below 1.95%. So who should pick which account? I feel that if you really want simplicity, just go for UOB One account, right? You just need to do your card spend, do your salary credit, and you're good. You don't need to care about other criteria like the safe bonus, okay? Which is quite tedious, quite manual effort. And if you likely have more than $100,000 in cash, UOB One is a very good solution because it caps at 150K, unlike OCBC 360. Now, who should then pick OCBC 360? Number one are the people with the balance below 100K, and they can fulfill that safe bonus every month diligently. Because like I said previously, if you have less than 100K, every month your salary comes in, most likely it will hit above $500, right? And the other criteria for OCBC 360 is that you don't have big fluctuations, like you are not drawing down the spending amount from this savings account, so that it can keep that balance very stable and increasing by 500 every month. The other group which is more suitable for OCBC 360 are the people who can fulfill the investment criteria and the insurance criteria. Of course, that is a whole different level, which normal people like us, we probably wouldn't try to achieve that. But really, the short answer is for those people who don't want to overthink and overcomplicate their life, UOB One account will make your life easier and get the interest easier, even though it may be a bit lower. But if we don't talk about bank accounts, can we look at alternatives instead? In the past, I still can talk about T-bills. But you look at the realistic scenario right now. T-bill is offering around 1.4% per annum, which is much lower than this 1.9% in UOB One or OCBC 360 that we are talking about. And don't forget, bank accounts also have SDIC insurance up to $100,000. So it is also capital guaranteed. Therefore, if you ask me, all these years of me managing my wealth, I feel that a high interest savings account is for your cash reserve, your emergency funds, all these that you probably will not touch as cash. But if you put a lot of your money in all these high interest savings account, especially in a low interest environment, you're not going to build wealth. But I know that many of you on my channel are still interested in cash strategies and where better to park your cash. So comment cash plus one and I'll do a separate update of my Q2 cash strategy so you can look at the better options. So if you really want to look at how to maximize your wealth, there's an entirely different topic on investing and how to get started on investing. I already made a video on how to invest for beginners in Singapore, so you can check it out in the video right here.